Today's share in the Deir Shul Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Tof Nun Gimel. We begin at the very top line with Sif Hey in the Mechaber. He says, nowadays, Ha'idna, Asur Liltos, we do not allow anybody to moisten the grains before they crush them. Bein Chitim, Bein Sorim. And this is true for any type of the five grains, whether it's the wheat grains or the barley grains, and this really includes all the other grains as well, that could be made into matzah for Pesach, and therefore they could become chametz. So we don't moisten these, even if we're going to grind them right away, and there technically would not be enough time for them to become chametz. Nevertheless, we do not moisten at all today. The Mishnah Berurah explains why. Sivkot and Chavav, he says, Rotsu Lomar, Diav de Bizman HaShas, Lo Asru Rak Liltos HaSorim. Orim. During the times of the Gemara, the minhag was not to moisten the barley, mipnei shein rakim, because barley is softer, and the same thing applies for the subcategories of barley, v'huadin shiboles shual, this would be the oats, v'shipun, and the rye. Gamkin b'chlal sorim linyan zeh, they fall into the subcategory over here of barley for this purpose over here, in that umimarin lahachmitz, they rapidly can become chametz with even the addition of a little bit of water, and therefore v'yesh lachush, you have to be concerned over here that when you moisten them, shema yavoli dechimutz b'shas helasisa, that when you moisten them, you don't realize how quickly they can become chametz, and they became chametz before you started to grind them. However, in the times of the Gemara, one could moisten the wheat grains, avol chitin, shein betivon koshim, because they're by nature, they're harder, einan maharim lahachmitz, they don't quickly become chametz with the addition of a little bit of water, and therefore, technically, umutu lelosson, you could go and moisten them to make it easier to break them apart and chop them up in the times of the Gemara. However, nowadays, v'idna, Asarua, the rabbi said, don't do this, even for the wheat, mipnei shein on a bekiyim b'lasisa, because we really aren't experts in knowing how much is a little bit that won't make it chametz and how much is too much that will make it chametz. Ukid l'kameis, we'll learn momentarily. And therefore, Sivkot and Chavzayin, the Mishbor explains, the Mechaber said, you shouldn't moisten them at all today. Also Liltos. What is lasisa? What exactly is this moistening? Pirish lasisa, what it means to do this lasisa? So the Rambam and Rashi each write, and they say, because of the Rambam writes, Shebolulin hachitin b'mayim, you mix together these wheat grains with water, v'tochlin osamiyat, and then you immediately grind it afterwards. That's the lasisa that they're referring to that was acceptable in the times of the Gemara for wheat. Rashi, Pirish, Rashi adds, and he says, Lishrosim b'mayim, you're soaking it in water, ma'at, a little bit of water. Kodem atchina, before you do the grinding, lohasir mursan, the purpose is over here to allow the bran, the chaff over here, to come off a little bit more easily. Kidei shetei salt and nikia, and to have pure flour, so you don't have whole wheat flour, you really have the pure flour. Now, during the time of the Gonim already, for Asur HaGonim to do this, Lefish Einon Bikim Liltos Yofeh, because we don't know how to do this in a way that won't make it become Chametz. Shlo Yavo Lidei Chimutz B'Shas HaLasisa, because we're not sure exactly how much is going to make it Chametz and how much is not, and it's just going to allow you to remove the bran easier. Since we've lost this skill, the Gonim said, don't do it. Furthermore, V'od, Shema Yavo Lishos Ma'at, because you also may leave it, instead of doing the grinding right away, you may end up leaving it after you soaked it a little bit in the water, and that's going to lead to trouble, it's going to become chametz. The issue, footnote number 37, brings down that the source of this din is really a Rambam. And the Rambam writes, the reason why they didn't allow you to do this moistening is because you may come to leave it afterwards and not grind it right away, and it'll become chametz. However, the Chazon Ish explains, he says, she'ein hashi'iya, it's this delaying before you do the grinding, after you're moistening it, is oseres b'di'evit. That's not what makes it oser. Afilu shozman rubin, if you were to leave it for a significant period of time, that's not going to make it chametz. V'koshikein she'ein leso machmosim shoa pochus mishir mil. And certainly, if you don't delay for the amount of time it would take to walk a mil, 18 minutes, it certainly isn't going to become chametz. So then what's the problem? So the Chazon Ish explains the Rambam as follows, kavanas Rambam. It's going to still be in the water, and that's the concern, not that you removed it from the water and now it's just hanging around. That's technically not a problem. He then brings down from Rav Ozzas, that's on the Shevet HaLevi, even if it's just a fraction of a second, a very short period of time that it touched the water, and then you immediately start grinding it, Rav Ozzas, that's how it says, from the Lashon of the Rishonim, it doesn't make a difference how much time. Any watering, any moistening makes it osur. And therefore he says, Ain lahatir kol niyes mayim bechitim kodem atchina. You're not allowed to have any moistening before you grind it, and therefore, even if you're doing it with a machine, ba'ofen otomati, aydim mechona shemartiva esachitim lizman muat biyose. Even if the machine is going to sprinkle with water and it's on a conveyor belt and it's immediately going to be ground up, nevertheless, we don't allow this. Lo pluk. The rabbi said we don't make any such distinctions. Likewise, in places where the government insists upon watering it before you grind it up. So in the Shelus Shuvas Har Tzvi, he brings down She'ein l'shtamish b'kemach zeh l'pesach. In this situation, unfortunately, you can't use these grains that were watered before Pesach usage. And he says, ultimately, this can't be called matzah shmura, and that's why it can't be used for the mitzvah of matzah. The Mishmur continues and he writes, what happens if somebody did moisten it? V'yim avar v'losas, you moisten the grains over here, asul ochlen v'le'enos mehem b'mei Pesach. You're not allowed to eat them and not even get hanor from them during Pesach. However, he does bring down mikol makom lahashos kemach achitim halasusim mutu bepesach im sharon b'mayim ma'at utchonim miyad achar lesisa. He says, if, however, you did only leave it for a short period of time over here and you immediately ground it right after it got wet, in this situation, for wheat, you'd be allowed to keep it mutu bepesach. However, avol besorim for barley, no. Efshod afilu bofen zeh osu lahashos l'chachila. L'chachila, you can't keep it even if it was wet for a short period of time, then you ground it up right away. Because the efshar, kivan derakicha, since it is so easily going to enter in because they're softer, so you may have made it chametz, nischatzu ayidei alasisa. It may have become chametz via this little bit of watering, the moistening, the barley. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Mem Zayim, brings down ubidiyevet, however, ein lesor lemechira achar pesach afil besorim. He says, after Pesach, you could sell this to a guy. It's not considered chomesh aval as the Pesach, because he says, at best, it's only safek chomesh. We don't know for certain, and therefore, safek chomesh is not a problem. As you can see in Dirshu footnote number 40, he brings down, safek chomesh aval pesach, also ba'achila, however, umutu ba'no. You can't eat it, but you're allowed to go and sell it. He has a further discussion about such safek situations, I in the rest of Dirshu footnote number 40. Now, Dirshu footnote number 38 brings down, if you didn't delay after you moistened it until the time that you started grinding it, a shear of less than 18 minutes, the shear that it takes to walk a mill, so then the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down mutu lashos, and then it's not a problem. And this is brought down the name of Simcha Bunim Waldenberg Shlita. The issue footnote number 39 brings down from the Chazon Ish, even though there is over here a concern, we don't let you eat it or get hanah from it, if it just was delayed afterwards, then the rabbis didn't put in such a strict chumr over here, as long as you're certain that it really didn't become chametz. How do you know if that occurred or not? So he says, if the garinim of the tefuah, if the seeds of the tefuah over here have not reached a point yet where if they would break if you put them on top of a barrel of wine, so then that is not considered chametz. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chav Ches, where he writes that this din over here that nowadays we don't allow the lasisa is true for any one of the five grains. So he says, v'har rifos, what about these rifos? What are these rifos? Shekorin gegelach o grofian. What are these? So you see in the Tirgum number 2, he says this is sa'orim kitushin b'medocha. This is barley that is chopped up well in a mortar and pestle. And the grofian are groats, greasin. Now, these, however, he says, hasuyim mechameshes, I mean, if these are made from any of the five grains, then definitely also lashosun lekuliyama. Everybody would agree that these can very quickly become chametz, and you can't leave them. Shishorinoson harbi b'mayim kodem ksisosun, because the way that they make these is not just a little bit of water, they put in a lot of water in order that you can chop them up well. V'nasim chametz gomer. And these really become real chametz over here, and therefore that definitely is no good. And if in fact you did leave them over here, this, according to many, would really be Chomei Shavuos of Pesach, and you couldn't sell it to an Akam after Pesach, which is also by no. However, he brings down a kulo, El Yerabba B'Shem Zekeno, the El Yerabba brings down the name of Zaydi, Mitzadei Lahati Limko Lugoy Achar Pesach, he does allow you to sell it to a Goy after Pesach, because if it hasn't really demonstrated to be Chometz, Im Lo Nitzbaku Aidei Shriyosin, if they didn't yet split, if they split, then that's by definition Chometz, but if they didn't split, so then it's only a sofik chometz. Shekoshelo nispaku ino vade chometz el a sofik chometz, as we already just pointed out previously, a moment ago. So this is only a sofik chometz, and it's not a vade chometz, and therefore the Eli Rabba's Zayda was Mekel. V'yesh l'hokel b'over alov ha-Pesach she'enu el Isser d'Rabbanon. And one can be Mekel over here because the whole Isser of Chomish Aval HaPesach is only Din d'Rabbanon. And since it's a Sofik in the Din d'Rabbanon, you can go l'kula. And Ayin Shom, look there for the details. However, he says, when we call Mokom Begrofian, these groats over here, she'osim yishibol ha-shu'al, that are made over here from oats, she'shorin es ha-shibol ha-shu'al, we call them harbei etchim esbakim. Here, it's a guarantee that if they were soaked in water, they would soak them for a long period of time because that's the only way that they would split open. And now they definitely are split open, i.e. they definitely are chametz. This is chametz vadai, who chametz vadai l'kuliyama. This isn't a sofik of chametz. Everybody would agree that this is real chametz. And therefore, so this is real chametz shavalas ha-pesach. And everybody agrees that the rabbis put in the gzera, chametz shavalas ha-pesach is also to get any hanah from, and you can't sell it to a non-Jewish person. Sivvav. The Mechaber writes, Sakim, the sacks of flour, shenosnim behem kemach kol hashana, that were used all year round for chometz stick of flour. Imro tzilitein behem kemach, if you want to use them on Pesach to put your flour in them, so what you have to do is mechapsin osam yofel, you have to clean them out very, very well, which we'll describe a little bit more in the Mishnah Brew in a moment. And in order to clean them out well, tzrichim lahatir kol demakib, but before you go and wash them, you have to clean them out by opening up over here, kol hatfiros shebem, all the stitching. You have to undo all the stitching over here of these flour sacks at the edges, bakitsovos, or imheim mituloim, or if there are patches on any of these sacks, you have to take off the patches as well, because the chametz will easily get into these areas and not be simply removed unless you undo the stitching. Now, let's understand this a little bit better by looking in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chavtes, tells us, Hu adin binosi bo pamachas. It wasn't that these flour sacks were used for chometz stick of flour all year long. Even one time that they were used for chometz stick of flour, tzarech lahatir atviros. He brings that from the Achronim. You have to undo all the stitching in order to be able to clean it and use it for Pesach. As we'll see in a moment, it's preferable to buy new ones. Sivkot lama, the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to clean it out very well. And the hakibus lepesach, in order to do this, to clean it for Pesach, tzorich lios davko b'shifshuf b'chamin v'lo b'tzonin. You have to rub it real hard in hot water and not in cold water, because unless you do this, you won't be able to get it out. Any chametz that's still intact over there. V'gam be'efer, and you likewise have to use some sort of ashes or detergent over here, v'chavita, and beating it. And in Dirshu footnote number 42, he brings down from Simcha Bunim Waldenberg that this beating over here is shekoves hamaka al begodim bishas kvisosam. He brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, this is like taking a stick and beating clothing in order to clean it. That's what you have to do over here with these sacks. Sivkot lamed aleph, and you have to undo all the stitching. The reasoning is hatam shakemach shebesoch hatviros, because the flour that got stuck inside the stitching over here, any yotzei de kibos, it's not going to come out from rinsing it in hot water, even if you're rubbing it well and beating it and putting in detergent. The gara od yotzei, and worse, shamayim nichnasim shom, the water is going in there b'miktsas a little bit umar tivla kemach hanim zeshom, and it's going to moisten the flour that's there and turn it into chametz if it wasn't chametz yet. And it's going to stay there in the folds. And some of this pure chametz is now going to get mixed up with your pesadik of flour, and that's a real problem, because this is lach, this is dry, and it's chozev inir on Pesach, even a mashu. Therefore, because of a mugget of rum and simon tofen and aleph, siv cotton mamadot, the gam tzorich ligror besakin hetev, you got to rub it, scrape off all the chametz with a knife, very well, as a chametz called the makibos, but mokum shiotviros, in the places where the stitching was, and you opened it up, you have to really scrape away any chametz that's over there in order to be able to clean it properly for Pesach. Siv cotton mamadot, in the edges over here, vuadin imrosh korin zoyim, he says the same thing applies by the hem, the sfas hasak, the hem of the flour sack over here. Also, you have to clean that out real well. Furthermore, yeah, it's kosu achronim the lechatchila yosetov liknos chadoshim. As we pointed out many times, while technically you can kasher and use certain things from chametz to Pesach, unless there are extenuating circumstances or it's just simply not available, or a person is very, very impoverished, one should always try to use separate Pesach utensils and flour sacks, for example. Da'afilu kol ha'sak kosher l'kapso, because it's very difficult to really clean these sacks well, even under expert guidance. Shlo yishar bo ma'at chometz b'nikvei ha'riga, that you shouldn't have some little pieces of chometz that might be left over there inside the holes of the weave. Therefore, l'chatchila, buy new bags. What happens if you didn't? And he used these old chometznika bags. Ubi di eved, afil loher atiar tviros. If you cleaned out the bags of chometznika flour, the sacks, but you didn't undo the stitching, so at all, lo itiar tviros klau, called makvisa, before you did the cleaning. Vinosin kemach, then you put in the pesedik of flour, so bid di eved, ain lesar kemach. We don't say that the flour is no good, it can be used on Pesach. Furthermore, because of chayodim, chayodim adds, the nimtsa biso chatviros kamo iso shenis yabesh, if you find in the stitching over here some dried up dough, so then, afilu bid di eved, also afilu kodim Pesach, then it's no good. Because Sharia Pururin lo nikra lach, these crumbs over here don't have the status of being lach, which would not be chozer v'neir. Therefore, they're yavesh v'chozer v'neir, and they reawaken, so to say, on Pesach with a mashu. Finally, ulinyan imahani rikud akemach was there. Could you sift the flour over here? So then, that will be discussed later on. If you would use these sacks over here, and now you have the flour, would sifting it from the potential for chametz, would that work? So that we'll learn about. Ayin lekamen and simin tov samach vav, sif dalet, and the mishbura and the ber halacha over there. Mietz Hashem, we will get to that in a short while. Finally, we conclude with Sif Katan Lamed Gimel. We said that if you have patches on these sacks as well, you have to undo the patches. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Vuva din sack, the same thing would apply with a sack, Shenosem bo pam achas kemach shel Pesach, that you once even put in a Pesach tikka flour, Verotzu lechapsam v'letim behem kemach, and now you want to re-put in it again, Pesach tikka flour, Tzorech lahatir gam ken atviros atzloim. You have to do the same thing over here, because any flour that was in there from the past, dim lo ken yischamitza kemach shebesol hakimotim aydei akvisa. When you go and clean it out, and you put in the water over there, the water will make the previously Pesach tikka flour, now chametz tikka possibly, and unless you clean it out well and remove the edges and the patches and do everything that we said you have to do, if it had chametz tikka flour in there, you still have to do the same thing if it had Pesach tikka flour in there, because in the cleaning it out, it could become chametz. With this, we conclude today's shiur.